Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Marilyn Hickey, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a field hospital that Samaritan's Purse set up in New York City to help patients with COVID-19. But lately, LGBT activists have been opposing the hospital because of the charity's Christian statement of faith. Find out more after the break. Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com. LGBT opposition to Samaritan's Purse is intensifying in New York City. Near the beginning of April, Samaritan's Purse set up a field hospital to treat overflow patients with COVID-19. On Tuesday, April 14th, LGBT activists with the Reclaim Pride Coalition protested several yards away from the Christian Field Hospital, according to RNS. New York's government started partnering with the faith-based charity to help deal with the overflowing hospitals during the COVID-19 crisis. As of April 15th, Samaritan's Purse says they've treated 120 patients. The LGBT activists take issue with Samaritan's Purse's statement of faith, which adheres to a biblical view of marriage and sexuality. The organization's founder, Franklin Graham, has been vocal about his biblical views, which in turn has drawn criticism from several activist groups. On Tuesday, Franklin Graham took to Facebook to rebuke those who were opposing Samaritan's Purse, which includes 8 Democratic members of New York's congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., the New York City Commission on Human Rights, and the Reclaim Pride Coalition. Graham wrote this: "It seems tone-deaf to be attacking our religious conviction about marriage at the very moment thousands of New Yorkers are fighting for their lives and dozens of Samaritan's Purse workers are placing their lives at risk to provide critical medical care. If any of these groups had funded and erected their own emergency field hospitals to serve COVID-19 patients in Central Park, we would have joined what we believe would be most New Yorkers and Americans in applauding and praying for them, not harassing them," end quote. Earlier, Graham told RNS that although Samaritan's Purse workers have to adhere to their Christian statement of faith, the charity in no way discriminates against anyone, including regarding their sexuality. Graham said this: "We provide our services to everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation. We don't discriminate, period," end quote. To read the full story, go to charismanews.com and be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.